Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something a little different, odd, a reading, a story, something I've recorded, and I call those odd things Wombats. That's where the show title comes from, Wombats and Music. I've got a number of odd things tonight. They're sort of wombats. Several of them are somewhat politically, and they take a side. I don't want to take sides on a public radio show, but I will play songs that I think are worth playing. So we'll see. Another song is, the Wombat tonight is also a bit controversial. But we're going to start off with some traditional stuff. This is Do Lord, gospel, full blast.
And I want you to give. Come on, put your hand together. Do Lord, do Lord, Lord.
That was Do Lord by the Blind Boys of Alabama. The next song is going to be quite different. It's a fiddle tune called The Blarney Pilgrim, and it's played on a viola. And I find this particular tune very enchanting. I first fell in love with the fiddle with a woman playing Irish fiddle. And this is what the tunes sounded like to me. And I liked them a lot then, and I still do. I like this a lot. So this is The Blarney Pilgrim. Just heard The Blarney Pilgrim, a fiddle tune played on a viola. And we're going to move up the class scale here. We went from old-time gospel to Irish fiddle, and now we're going to kind of classical. This is called Allegretto. It's by a group called Bonds. I'm sure it is actually a classical piece, possibly even Bach, but they have rearranged it with rhythm and drums, and it's a whole other world out there. This is Allegretto, played by Bonds. You just heard Allegretto by Bonds. The next song is Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. And I first heard this in a 1968 movie, and it was by someone else. But later, Sting, the Thomas Crown Affair was the movie. Sting came out with this version of it, which was even better than the one in the movie. And so here you go. This is Sting with Windmills of Your Mind, one of the more haunting songs I know.
Spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Jangle in your head. Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragments of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom does they belong? Over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragments of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. Next up is Orphan Girl by Crooked Still. And I believe they're the ones that have a cello in there. See if you can hear the cello. This is Orphan Girl. Crooked Still. It's now time for today's Wombat, and I will not give it a big introduction. I'm a Southerner, grew up in Virginia, Florida, down that way, and when I was going home as the generation before mine began to die off, I found this poem about the Confederacy, and my family weren't certainly racist by normal definitions, but they still believe the Confederacy was full of heroes for them. And this song catches that idea. And I took the words and wrote a tune for it and recorded it at a concert, singing for some people at a camp. So this is my recording of Furl That Banner, apparently a fairly well-known poem at some point after the Civil War. But this is, all I have is the words, and I made up the tune, and I had an audience with me, and they began to learn to sing it with me. So I'll leave the full recording in.
This is a poem I learned. I'm a Southerner, and so whenever anyone dies in my family, I have to go south. I get to go south a lot these days. In the last two funerals, I found this poem. This time I brought it back and learned it. And I put it to a tune and has a chorus, and you have to learn the chorus. The chorus goes, "Furl that banner, truth is gory, yet is wreathed around in glory, and will live in song and story, though its folds are in the dust. And its fame on brightest pages, penned by poets and by sages, shall go sounding down the ages, the fold and furl it now we must." You got that? "Furl that banner, fortune is gory. Round, truth is gory, yet is wreathed around in glory." If you can get that much, I'll be happy. another line about the, and its fame on brightest pages shall go sounding down the ages. You get that part there too. So it goes, it's called Furl That Banner. I don't know who wrote it, I'll figure it out somehow. You can tell what era it's from the sound. Furl that banner, for 'tis weary, round its shaft is drooping dreary. Furl it, fold it, let it rest. For there's not a man to wave it, and there's not a soul to save it, and there's not one left to lave it in the blood which heroes gave it. Furl it, fold it, it is best. Furl that banner, truth is gory, yet is wreathed around in glory, and 'twill live in song and story, though its folds are in the dust. And its fame on brightest pages, penned by poets and by sages, shall go sounding down the ages, though fold and furl it now be must. Take that banner down, 'tis tattered, broken is its shaft and shattered, and the valiant hosts are scattered over whom it floated high. For though conquered, they adore it, love the cold dead hands that bore it, weep for those that fell before it, pardon those who trailed and tore it. Oh, but wildly they deplore it, now who fold and furl it so? Furl that banner, true 'tis gory, yet is wreathed around in glory, and will live in song and story, though its folds are in the dust. And its fame on brightest pages, penned by poets and by sages, shall go sounding down the ages, the fold and furl it now we must. Furl that banner, furl it sadly, once 10,000s hailed it madly, once 10,000s wildly gladly swore it would forever wave, swore that foeman's sword could never hearts like theirs entwine to sever, till that flag should wave forever for their freedom or their grave. Furl that banner, truth is gory, yet is wreathed around in glory, and will live in song and story, though its folds are in the dust. And its fame on brightest pages, penned by poets and by sages, shall go sounding down the ages, the fold and furl it now we must. Furl that banner softly, slowly, treat it gently, it is holy, for it droops above the dead. Touch it not, unfurl it never, let it droop there, furl forever, for its people's hopes are dead. Furl that banner, true 'tis gory, yet is wreathed around in glory, and 'twill live in song and story, though its folds are in the dust. And its fame on brightest pages, penned by poets and by sages, shall go sounding down the ages, the fold and furl it now we must.
That was today's Wombat. Furl That Banner, sung by Harry Baya. The next time song is going to be yet another big jump. This is Dave Brubeck on piano playing one of his best known compositions in jazz, Take Five. Thank you. You just heard Take Five by the musicians working with the pianist Dave Brubeck. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And it's my chance to play for you things like tonight. I had furled that banner was my wombat. That's what I call the odd things. And the Windmills of Your Mind, which is one of the more haunting songs for me. So it's my opportunity to just entertain myself and hopefully others. And it's just a lot of fun to find these songs that I think are great and share them with you. The next one up is going to be a little bit controversial. It's politically slanted. It's an amusing, cute parody song, but it may bother you if you don't share the political point of view of the person who wrote the song. But I'm just playing the music. This is called the Timothy Waltz, and it's to the tune of the Tennessee Waltz. So you can see where this is going. The Timothy Waltz by William Galison.
I'll be voting for Kamala and Timothy Waltz. They feel just like old friends to me. Won't you let me introduce you to this dynamic duo? They'll show just what leaders can be. I remember the night she chose Timothy Waltz, and we knew she had Trump by the balls. 'Cause his VP is so creepy, he knew he'd be losing to Kamala and Timothy Waltz. The balls. For that JD is so shady, he knew he'd be losing to Kamala and Timothy Waltz.
That was the Timothy Waltz by William Galison. And I wish I had an equally biased song from the other side of the spectrum to play right after it, but I don't. I do have a song that I find interesting. I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. John McCutcheon was a performer. I went to a number of concerts by him, spoke with him a few times just to say hello, and very talented musician. He played guitar and fiddle, banjo, and sang and wrote songs. So here he is doing all those things, I guess. This is I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon.
Money, but my clothes were not much fine. I went out that moment no human tongue can tell. Now 60 of the bravest cowboys that ever has rode west lay dying on the prairie with arrows in their breast. Take me back to San Antonio, Fort Worth, ball and chain. You know I am the bravest cowboy that ever did ride the west. I've been all around the Rockies, I got bullets in my breast.
That was I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. The next song is Which Side Are You On, sung by Natalie Merchant. And this is a protest song, labor union, pro-labor. And it really asks an existential question. The people who had to answer this, which side are you on? Are you pro-union or not? It might be life or death for them, and certainly risk being cast out of the community if they end up on the wrong side. So which side are you on? And a beautiful musical rendition of it by Natalie Merchant.
And Don't skip for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Poor folks ain't got a chance unless they organize. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side?
Side Are You On by Natalie Merchant. Next up is Twist in My Sobriety. And this is a song that is one of the more enigmatic ones I know. It's one of my favorites. And I never can quite figure out what the story is here. See if you can figure it out. Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikram.
All good children need traveling shoes. Drive your problems from here. All good people read good books. Now your conscience is clear. I hear you talk, girl. Now your conscience is clear. In the morning when I wipe my brow, wipe the miles away. Do what you say. I'll never hear you and never do what you say. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. Fun the people had at night. Late at night, don't need hostility. Timid smile and pause too free. I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chasing home. All God's children took their toll. Just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. Risk a life, a life, a life. You pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety.
That was Twist in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikram. Next up is Quadrille Francais, and I will tell you that the tune in this recording holds my attention. That was Quadrille Francais, and next up is Colors of the Wind, sung by Tori Kelly. And this is a very powerful kind of visionary thing. It asks you to use different senses in different ways. And in there it says, can you paint the colors of the wind? And I think it's asking, can you feel the depth of the imagination in this song? Colors of the Wind, sung by Tori Kelly.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind. How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
That was Colors of the Wind by Tori Kelly. And the last song on the show today is Only Time by Enya.
Who can say where the road goes? Who can say if your love grows?
That was Enya singing Only Time. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring this show to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC. And WEHC is the radio station of Emory and Henry College, now becoming university. And it's now time to ask you to join me. So are you ready? Right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.